PodNuts wants to thank everyone who supports the network by going to www.podnuts.com/Amazon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 162 of the Geekster Show. This is Martin Abando, one of your co-hosts. Before I introduce my pals of power, I want to give a quick shout out to two of our sponsors on the PodNuts Network. One is Informed IT. That's InformedIT.net. This is by our good friend Matt Rainey. You may have remember Matt Rainey, famous podcaster of the PodNuts Network. Him and Lalo did a server show a long time ago. We're trying to get him back. We'll get him back. We're going to slowly rein him back in. Actually, I think I'm going to get him back on the Geeksters. He's talked a couple times about coming on, so we're going to get him in there. Anyways, Informed IT, this is all about forms. You go there, you can get some forms. You know, you're in a business. I'm in a business. I have documentation. If it's not documented, it doesn't exist. InformedIT.net, go there. Matt has spent some time laying out forms for routers and switches and network and Windows operating systems. All the forms you'll need to make your business run smoother, it's right there, informedit.net. The other one is if you at all do any kind of remote support, the Instant House Call has an Uno edition now. So instead of having to get a bigger package, maybe you don't need a full-on suite. Maybe you just need one at a time. They've got what's called the Uno edition, $29 a month. You can check that out at instanthousecall.com. All right. Here are the two men that make me look good because I'm standing on their shoulders, Mitch and Tim. Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Good, good. Glad to be here. I don't know if anybody looks good sitting next to me. So, and Mitch,
well, you guys lift
Mitch
me up.
Is the guy that makes me sound good. I mean, that's
because I sound so bad. That's why.
This guy, man, this guy runs a board like.
Even though I have a Shure, it doesn't help me sound any better.
Insure? Like the drink?
I take it every morning for the last three years. Take Geritol? No, just kidding.
I just see, if you guys don't know, Mitch has got speakers, he's got two turntables, he wears his headset off the side, and he wears his baseball hats backwards. But on the show, he straightens it all up, and he's got a rap name, but I can't even, we're not even allowed to say it on the show. It's copyrighted.
What up, G? What up, G? Come on now. Come on. What up, G? Oh, clipping. Sorry. It was me.
Two turntables, one microphone.
One microphone.
Nah. I did have a turntable, but like 40 years ago.
Did you have an A-track?
I had it in my van. Nice. If you see my van a rocking, you don't come a knocking. I tell you that.
That's right.
You're probably trying to get the 8-track to work.
I had a 75 Chevy van, customized. I had shag carpet inside, had a bed in it, Jensen speakers with my 8-track player.
And cruising down Santa Monica Boulevard?
Well, not here on the East Coast, but maybe down Liberty Road in Baltimore, in Randallstown, Maryland.
I don't know what that means.
If you were from there, you would.
Well, I don't have any reference to it.
I know. It's south of Baltimore. I mean, north of Baltimore, actually.
Yeah. geography, Baltimore geography, not my strong suit.
Right.
I can find my way around Cleveland, Ohio, at least a little bit.
I can find my way around, Columbus.
That's it, Columbus. But you guys doing good?
Yeah, no tech. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I've been on a search, I think, I was talking about, I'm kind of looking for like a nice, decent laptop that I could do gaming on it, and I probably wouldn't, but I'm looking around the $800, $900 range, maybe a little less. And I'm caught between Lenovo and I'm leaning now towards a Asus, and then I might change my mind altogether.
Everybody has experiences, I know. I've had bad experiences with Asus and good experiences with Lenovo. So, but that's me.
Well, what does Tim have? What are Tim's experiences?
Tim, tell us about your experience.
With what? Ask me a specific question. Well, with brands, are we talking laptops?
Yes, between Lenovo and Asus laptops, if any.
You know, you're asking the wrong guy. I'm telling you what. I have an old Dell that I bought forever ago. I mean, it came with XP on, to give you some idea. And you know what? What do I use a laptop for anymore? Everything's on my phone or the tablet.
You're right.
You know, that Dell, it came with the first dual-core processor, mobile processors that they offered. And I didn't realize how much machine I got for the money at the time. It came with like a half gig of RAM and a 40 gig hard drive, which, you know, it was hilarious. But since then, it got bumped to 2 gigs of RAM. It got, 160 gig solid state drive. Ooh. Which, you know, the machine's too old to really take full advantage of it. But you know what? Any solid state drive in any machine is going to be better than a spinning drive. And it's been upgraded. You got to upgrade to Windows 7. And so, I know Laura really called my daily driver, but geez, you know, if I really need a laptop, it does everything I need to do. As far as recommending brands, this is what I do. You know, if it's one of my residential customers doing residential things with us, say, you know what, just go. You need to go to the store. You need to bang on it. It's all touch and feel, you know. Yeah. So much of this has internal components. I'll tell you what, I do like the Dells, because the Dells, you could always get really good service manuals for repair. They sell boxcar after boxcar, these laptops. So, you know, replacement parts are inexpensive. You know, you could buy the nicest machine in the world, but that battery's going to die eventually. And the difference between paying $35 or $40 for a decent replacement battery as opposed to maybe $150 because you can only get it from the manufacturer, well, that kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. So, you know, I do like the Dells. I recommend the Dells for that reason. Now, are they any better or any worse than some of the others? Nah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's such a moving target. I can tell you that the HP is just, I don't know where we're at right now with those, but I still can't recommend them. It's just... Not since the whole GPU thing, and after they continued to fail after they got that problem fixed. So, and they never really owned up to any of it. So the HPs, I think the HPs are nice if you really want a great machine for cheap money, but it's not, you know, if it's anything like, history, it's not going to last very long. But I do like the Dells for that. Now, if it's a business, in a business environment, you're going to be doing a lot of business. I don't think you can do much better than the Lenovos. I mean, for the money, because they're solid machines. I think they are built and put together for the business person. And once again, there's good support there. Now, you're gonna pay more money for it, but you're getting what you're paying for. And there's, you know, they're well built. There's good support there as far as the service information. And and that's kind of where I'm at with that. But you know what? No, as far as like at home, I mean, it's like I just kind of use whatever I find floating around. It's
not like I really need one, but I do like Dells. I mean, I bought two iFis in the last 3 years or whatever. I got one down here that I never touch, but desktops, but it works fine. Actually, it's on a RAID 0 in that, but I don't know. I just thought I'd treat myself with a nice laptop that I probably would never use anyway, but what the heck? You know what I mean? I'm not going to be around forever, so treat myself.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm kind of surprised to hear you talk, you know, about a new laptop. Of course, you're surrounded by a lot of nice desktops. You got that fancy little job that's hooked up to your TV now. So, you know, you're all set with a rocking phone. I guess the laptop's the little space you got to fill.
Yeah, I never had a real high-end laptop. They've always been like when I'm doing the recording of this show, it's on a Toshiba. It's an i3. I mean, and I've had it for probably 4 years. It doesn't even have HDMI on it, but it works well enough. And speaking of, multimedia, whatever, I watched the remake of Poltergeist the other night.
It has a clown in it.
Yeah, I thought was you. I was gonna vox you.
Nope.
First thing I thought of you.
Nope. If anybody has ever listened to the show in the past, clowns and me, nah, not even interested.
Oh. McDonald's has a clown in it.
Well, I just close my eyes when I go through the drive-thru.
Dude.
Also, they had I saw part of driving. part of Mad Max Fury Road, the remake. Or I don't know if it's a remake, but it's a newer one. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like
it? I've seen it twice.
I saw the theater.
Yeah.
He came on here and gave us a big glowing review. That's right. Man. Yeah, fired up to see it.
Yeah, I was getting into it. I watched about a half hour of it.
So going back to the laptops really quick, yeah. It doesn't matter what brand you buy. Just make sure you buy the business brand instead of the home brands. The Dell home ones are tinny and fairly cheap. The ThinkPads or the Lenovo, you've got the Lenovo series, but then you have the ThinkPad series by Lenovo. The ThinkPad series, in my opinion, are the rock stars. The Lenovo series is just, they're just not, I have some clients who have the Lenovo series and they're okay. But there's just something about the ThinkPad series that just has that extra oomph to it. It feels solid. The touchpad is much more responsive. It just performs better. That would be my experience. So no matter what laptop you choose, whether it's HP, Acer, Dell, or Lenovo, just, you know, your price point is going to be in that enterprise right. class, as opposed to, I need a laptop. I want it to do everything. I need to do Photoshop. I need to do all this kind of graphic editing, and my budget is $399. That's not going to work. But you're in a different class. So if you get what you pay for, and
That's good advice. That gives you access to different support too, right?
I don't know because I've never had needed support because I run Linux.
Listen to this guy. Yeah, that's right. I mean,
okay, yeah, that's my one Linux.
Call support. I mean, they're just like just reinstall. And you're like, well, I already did.
Done. I did. I was ringing on the phone.
No, I'm thinking. I mean, you know, if you're buying the business machines, you're going to get. You're going to talk to different support people than if you buy the non-business.
I don't know. To be honest with you.
For some reason, I'm thinking that, but okay. I'm not sure about that.
See, I don't know anybody that's owned one. I mean, some desktops, but knew two people that owned a Lenovo, actually the Y50, and they both had problems.
But are they Lenovo or are they the ThinkPads?
No, they're not the ThinkPads. They're like a low end or a gaming machine. But actually, the one guy got the one with the better screen, the IP screen, whatever, and all solid state drive. And he had some problems. Actually, he wound up selling it.
See, my Lenovo that we talked about last week, my ThinkPad, I've now had for 2 years. I've dropped it. It's cracked the case on it, and it chugs right along. I've got a solid state drive in it. I have upgraded all the RAM in it, so it's running 16 gigs. But it came with 8.
Right.
But I put a solid state drive in it, and it just chugs along.
I'm going to have to check it out. Like you said, I need to, like Tim said, I need to go in there and just play with it myself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I got to take a trip to Micro Center. One more question about laptops real quick. Remember the Panasonic used to make the Tough Books? Do they still make those? I wonder. You remember those? Panasonic Tough Books?
They were.
Yeah. I think
actually could take a bullet.
I think there is some incarnation of the Tough Book out there. I don't know if it's as we remember it.
I think I worked on one time.
If you Google it, they still make the Tough Books.
Just thought about it.
I might have something here for you. Mitch.
Look out.
Watch your head.
Whatever I just broke, I don't need it. No. Oh, yeah. This is what you need, man. This is what you need, buddy. I got something just for you.
Yeah, they're selling the Tough Books with Windows 8.1. So yeah, they're still out there.
All right, you still got me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did I break it all the way?
No.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. This is a. This is sweet. Man, you're gonna want me to overnight this.
No.
Oh yeah. Gateway model.
Oh.
TA1. Huh. All right. You seeing this? Huh. Let me see.
Okay,
all right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a newer one.
This is one of the old ones. Yeah,
it's this a gateway.
One of the first ones, right? So, yeah, so the screen flips up, laptop, spins around, folds over, so you hold it. So basically it's a laptop with a screen, and it weighs like it's as much as a cinder block.
Really?
Came with Windows XP Tablet Edition. So, yeah, this is an old one, but pretty neat.
I think I bought a Gateway before for my daughter. And it worked pretty well, actually. It was a long time ago. Worked well, actually. Oh, yeah.
Enough books are, Amazon sells them for $1,300, low-end ones. So they're still out there. It's not your typical go hang out at a coffee shop.
No, it's more like go hang out at a crime scene.
Right, right. Go hang out in, you know, overseas somewhere.
Dexter.
You know where, I'll tell you, one place that I saw one of those, it made a lot of sense, out in the field was, there's a place down about a half hour from me where it's a heavy equipment auction. So four times a year, they truck in tons of this heavy equipment. I mean the big machines, and auction it off. And that's what the guy has. He has a tough book sitting there and record all the information stuff going on. And it's such a, just the people alone, it's such a rough and tumble, crude environment, tents and it's rain blowing and all this. And I saw a tough book. I'm like, that's the machine you need right there. You don't need any mamby-pamby HP from Best Buy. You need
a
tough book right tough there. Book. So just let me know when you want me to ship that, Mitch.
I'm getting a Razor.
A Razor?
Why? Don't do it, Mitch.
No, I heard about it. Well, my son, he had them all, and then the one he wound up with was a MacBook Pro, like a $2,700 MacBook Pro.
Well, there you go. You can get a Mac.
What's that?
Get a Mac.
I don't know how to use it.
Oh, you got time.
No, I'm only kidding. I mean, it would be real hard to
Don't worry. Just go down to your local Starbucks, hang out for a while, pretend like you don't know what you're doing, and you'll get a whole bunch of people just telling you how to use it.
They have a section of Micro Center on Mac, and I was looking at one a couple of years ago, and it was really impressive. Really impressive.
There, I've got some clients who have them, and they're nice. I don't shy away from them. I think somebody every now and then will say, "I didn't think you work on Macs." I'm like, "Well, I mean, you know, I may not know how to get around, but I know what I'm doing." You know, and what I mean by that is they've integrated enough of the icons that they all look the same. So when I have to support my kids' iPhones, I know that the cog-looking square thing is the, you know, that's where all the services and the settings are. So you know what you look for on a Mac? The cog looking square thing. Yeah. The email looks the same. You know, if I need to run anything, that the Linux commands are the same. So right. I said, what's your IP address? And they say, I don't know. I say, can you get me to a command prompt? How do I do that? I'm like, the finder, and then type in command. And they do that. And I'm like, oh, okay, ifconfig. Oh, there's your IP address. Okay. Now from there I can, you know, so I can get around them enough. I'm not going to go buy a Mac for Abando Computing just so I have it on hand. So I need, you know, but I will support one. And really, so here's what I've learned on the Macs in the years that I've been working on them. Every now and then, you install something by just clicking on it. You uninstall it by dragging it to the
recycle bin. Yeah, that's what he told me.
I'm just like, how do you uninstall this? The guy goes,
drag it.
I said, where's your the uninstaller? He goes, that's it. I'm like, well, okay, that's pretty slick.
David, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, but then you something like, we need to run Office for that. Oh, Office is, you know, well, we have Office on the Windows. What about Office on the Mac? Well, you got to buy a new one. So,
David said, like, after having all these high-end notebooks, and he got that Mac, that build quality, he said, is unbelievable. You will not believe the build quality on there. And he does Windows stuff with his work. Put VMware on it, just no problem whatsoever.
I mean, if you're doing network tools or any of that stuff, you know, I remote support and I have a server for that. It's Linux, Windows, Mac. You run scans on a network. You configure routers through web interface. You have all these applications through web interface. I mean, whether you're running Windows, Mac, or Linux, it's getting to the point now where you don't necessarily need, you know, other than the fact that you have to support the users with that operating system. So you have to tell them, okay, go, you know, you have to look at that. At that screenshot, but those web pages, remember we brought this up a while ago, that one we pulled up. Where is it at? That's a web page where it has the walkthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, oh, yeah, like there's a chasm, C-H-A-S-M, chasms.com, and it has Windows, Mac, Ubuntu, tablets, emails, browsers, security, networking, smartphones, game consoles, miscellaneous, and then... and so, you know, you go to the Mac and you go to Mac OS Yosemite and it looks just like it. And you can now click on things like file and go, and you can do things, you know, like connect to server.
and it'll bring up all the boxes for you. So you can, it's a web-based version of the operating system that gives you a chance to be able to, you know, support your clients, and that's chasms.com. I have a bookmark because every now and then I think that's pretty cool. I must have said okay Google at one point because my phone started dictating my sorry to everybody out there with an Android phone. Okay, Google.
Mine just went off since you said that. Yeah.
Perfecto. Happy Patch Tuesday.
Oh,
that's right. We need balloons and confetti. The last Patch Tuesday before Windows 10.
Is it really?
It is.
It can't be right.
It is. Microsoft released a long list of multiple technology, multiple updates today with 14 security bulletins patching 58 vulnerabilities. This means that this week, this Sunday, I'm working.
What else is new?
Well, I know. But I was just saying, happy Patch Tuesday. Don't forget to update your machines.
Yeah, any good ones? Anything interesting in there? Or just more of the same?
No, yeah. Normal, nothing.
And it'll probably fill that HP mini stream. Since I have about 15 gigabytes of usable space, and I'll get those updates, I'll be done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you could buy another hard drive. And where could you buy that other hard drive? Podnuts.com/Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they having that big sale tomorrow?
That's right. Tomorrow. So people who are listening right now, tomorrow. Live right now, you get the bonus of hearing this. People who are listening to this in the future, I'm sorry, you have to go in the past. Prime Day. That's tomorrow. Deals. It says more deals than a Black Friday. And actually, I found a website, Lilliputing. We've talked about it before. It actually shows some of the company revealed some of their deals. Smartphones, unlocked Amazon Fire Phone for $140, unlocked Motorola X second gen for $290. Interested in a tablet? This actually may work out really well because my sister needs some tablets. Apple iPad Air 2, 64 gig for $500. Apple iPad Mini 2. How about a Microsoft Surface Pro 3 tablet with Core i5, $800. A Hipstreet Windows 7 tablet with 1 year of Office for $70. I have no idea what a Hipstreet is. Hmm. It's from Tiger Direct. Yeah, I don't know. What else looks good on here? Laptops. There you go, Tim. I mean,
you have to be a Prime member too, though, for this.
Well, you do have to be a Prime member. So yeah. Spend your $99 if you're not a Prime member. Here, Windows 8.1.
Don't they have like a cheap deal you can get in on tomorrow? Or you could like try it out or something real cheap? Or you don't have to buy the whole $99 thing?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
That's what I thought last week I saw something like that. You don't have to like make a huge investment to take part or to try it out. That I'm not sure. I already have Prime. Love it.
Too. Yeah. Big
Prime user forever.
Now heard.
Windows 7. Pro OEM for $120. Pre-order Windows 10 Pro OEM for $130. These are both from Newegg, and there's a coupon code.
That seems like a lot of money when you could just take your pirated version now and upgrade it.
Right. So, what is? Yeah, I know. It says.
I think that's a joke. But wasn't there? Is there something like that going on? I can't remember. Something struck me as funny. Yeah, don't run. Yeah.
You get it free. You're going to get it free anyway. So if you have a legal copy of Windows, I think Windows 95 one up, right?
No.
7 and 8.1.
That's right. 95 A does not count. It has to have USB support. So that's only the 95 version B. So there you go. Tomorrow, Amazon Prime Day. And actually, I've got some appointments and stuff tomorrow, so I was kind of nervous. Because I really wanted to see what they had to offer, and now that I'm seeing what they have to offer, I'm like, well, okay. I don't see anything that's like catching my
Yeah,
you know, I mean, even things that I didn't. I mean, they have like a refurbished Roku 3 for $58. I have you know, I've got an Xbox downstairs. I've got a TV right here. It's a smart TV. Okay, it checks Hulu, Netflix, all that kind of stuff. So I don't really want that. Need that. And now that Twit is not working on the Roku.
What happened?
Twit's not working on the Roku because they changed their API on their website.
Oh.
I don't know.
Because it was work. It was on there before.
I know. Save up to 50% on SanDisk memory products. So maybe, there you go.
I know YouTube is now on Roku, legally.
Was it not before?
No, they had some kind of disagreement, but you could get around it, but it would stop. But now they it's on there. Matter of fact, my smart TV, Samsung, they just came out with a I just noticed recently, you know, they had a YouTube app, that worked well. Browser sucks on it, but the YouTube app works well. But again, I don't need any of that because I got my little HP mini stream. It'll do anything.
You've been using that much this week, Mitch? Give us an update.
Yeah, well, I watched a few movies on it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So far, so good?
Yeah, I'll notice this one site I go to, it'll be like a little delay in the video for a split second. But it might be this site because I don't notice it when I'm watching streaming YouTube and stuff. I don't notice it on mm-hmm. there, but it might be on that site. Yeah, I can't complain about it other than that the wireless keypad I'm using.
Yeah.
So wireless keypad. Is that this thing?
Yeah.
The Logitech?
Yep. It's a little weird on there.
So that's the Logitech K400R. And so it's a great segue. Mm-hmm. I purchased a device last week and I got to go find it. Let me pull it up here. Oh, wait, it's in my notes. Sorry. It's the RII i8 2.4 gig wireless touchpad keyboard with mouse for PC, pad, Xbox 360, PS3, Google Android TV box, HTPC, IPTV. Anyways, so there's a YouTube video about it, and then there's the link in the in the show notes about the product itself. And
it uses like a cell phone battery in there, doesn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me pull up the Amazon page here. It's $16.99. Here it is right here.
Wow.
So
that looks awesome.
You know, it doesn't come charged. So, and it charges. So unfortunately it's a full, it's a micro USB, it's a mini USB. Mm-hmm. What is this one?
Yeah.
It's not like the one that charges.
It's like a cell phone.
It's the other one. It's the one bigger than that.
Oh, okay. All right. You mean the one with all the, that I have 100 cables now that don't fit anything?
Yeah, exactly. That's the one.
It used to connect up cameras and that.
You're right.
Exactly.
Did it come with the cables?
Yes, it comes with a cable, but of course it doesn't come charged.
Yeah.
Okay. On and off switch. So it's about the size of my hand. I mean, it's really, it's actually, it's. I am super impressed with this, and I'm gonna change the video here. So it's about the size of my hand. It's kind of shaped like a lima bean. But I plug this into my Intel CompuStick, and this thing rocks. I unplugged my keyboard. And I'm gonna put my keyboard away. The $40 keyboard that I spent on with the Logitech touchpad next to it. This thing is pretty cool. So for people watching, you've got the touchpad in the middle right here, and then on the right and the left sides, starting from this side down, you've got the play button. There's like an email, a mute, and then a left click. Then you have the search home button, so just take you to the folders, Internet Explorer, and then the right click. So essentially what you can do is use this way, and then right click, left click here.
Yeah.
Full QWERTY keyboard. Well, not full-size QWERTY keyboard. All your F1, F2 functions, right click, left click, right here on the side. So if you're doing something, you can just click instead of going up to the top. Play, pause, volume up, volume down button, toggle switch. Kind of the same thing over here, like a D-pad that will actually roam through, you know, if you've got something on your if you're on your desktop, you can cycle through it, or you know, maybe kind of like essentially it takes the place of a tab button. So I plugged this in. I was messing with it before the show because honestly I hadn't had a chance to mess with it. Plugged it in and thought, well, let me give $16.99, let me give this a shot. I am totally sold with it. It's comfortable. You've got a couple of like Windows buttons. You've got a function button, a control button, and an alt button. There's a couple quick keys that shows you how to do like a function. You hold a function, enter, and that will activate the control alt delete. Page up, page down, back, tab, escape. Like I said, all your F1 through F10, delete. Just the touchpad is really nice. It's not overly sensitive. I can move it around with my thumb, it works. I am sold on this thing. So in the back, it has a battery. So there's your battery, rechargeable battery.
Yeah. And you know what? The best feature, hands down, it's worth every penny, is that, underneath the door, the the door you remove to get to the battery, there's storage for the USB dongle.
Yeah.
Every single wireless thing made on Earth should have storage for the little wireless dongle. If it doesn't, it's crap.
Yeah. But I plugged this into my 8.1 machine. Done. Found it. No problem. Awesome. It came with a little pamphlet for a instruction booklet, and it was basically plug it in, charge it. It turns off by itself, so it has a light. There's some lights here, whether it's on, power, or whether, I'm not sure what that one does. after a while, it just turns off, so you don't have to worry about wearing down your battery. Then you just push a button, and it flashes, it reconnects, and you're good to go. If you hand me this, just the way this fits in my hand, and the efficiency of me being able to quickly type something out on this as opposed to the keyboard, especially for a mobile device or for something like a media center, this is awesome. You can get two of these for the price of that one, the Logitech keyboard.
Right.
Yeah. This is, I'm impressed. I'm absolutely impressed. Now, granted, I've used it for a couple hours, so I'll have a better understanding later on with it.
I'm curious how long the battery lasts till from full charge to down to nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
probably forever. It looks like it's got a pretty healthy battery in it. It's a proprietary battery though, isn't it, or what? It's kind of a strange looking deal.
Yeah. It says that one of the things that Mitch had questioned was, is how far can I go? I stood outside my door and it was still working. Not around the corner. So it's definitely, you know, maybe line of sight. This says 15 meters max without signal. So I'm not sure what that is. But, you know, some of the questions were, does this work well with a Raspberry Pi? And they said, yep, works just fine.
Meters.
Huh?
15 meters. I think that's like half a mile.
No.
I forget. It's a little less than.
Wait, 1 meter is 3 feet. So 15 meters
it's like 8 yards.
Is.
It's like 15 yards.
Man, I know, yeah.
It's like 15 yards.
So some of the you know, some of the people who, if you want to go look, there's pros and cons. They're saying like the mute button, like there's no, the my mute button works just fine. I don't know what's going on with theirs. There's no Android menu button. Volume up and down works. Search button, escape. Like this thing, I'm interested to see how this works on an Android, because there's certain buttons on here that I have no idea what they do, but apparently you can plug this in using that the GTO cable that we talked about last week.
Right.
To your Android device and
OTG.
Sorry. I knew it was something. And yeah, it would work. So if I didn't have the feeling that this would probably get lost downstairs, I would get another one and plug it up to my Raspberry Pi, which is my media center. I may do it anyways, because what happens is if the kids want to watch something on the media center, then I have to grab my tablet or something like that and use the Kodi app on my tablet to connect to it. Well, and then it has to be wireless, and if there's anything wrong with the wireless, and you know what I mean? There's all that everything else relies on it. Well, this is just right there.
Martin, how long did it, from when you ordered it, how long did it take before you got it?
Well, it's Prime. I ordered it, I got it through Prime.
Next day?
2 days.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the box was, it just came in a little box. It's not very, like I said, it's not very big.
Right.
So if you order one today, if you order now, you should have it by, Friday. They have a white one too.
Yeah, you know what, I'm looking at that right now. They're actually showing that at Newegg. For a couple bucks less, except I think that's one of their affiliate.
Yeah, stores. Amazon. Yeah, $16.99 Prime. I don't know. Buy this with a Roku. Well, you know, Roku's got a remote control. Never mind. So the white one actually is pretty cool looking. It's the keys would definitely stand out. But so I just good review the RII. Is that a company? Or is it just RII? Well, anyways, This is pretty slick. Two thumbs up for me if I'm not, but I can't because, I guess I can. I give two thumbs up while holding it at the same time.
I think the sample's too small. I think you need to use it longer. You might find some horrible thing that, you know.
That's true. That is definitely true. I will.
You might find that it comes standard with a keylogger installed.
Oh, my God.
It just reports everything back to Adobe that they then put that into their Flash software, which I guess is going to be an issue much longer.
Yeah. Speaking of that, so you want to talk about that?
Poor Flash. You know what? You know what irritates me? If you got a dog, it's sick, just take it back behind the woodshed and take care of business. You don't let it just linger forever and ever. You don't do that. And this Flash is a ridiculous product. It was garbage 5 years ago. It was garbage 10 years ago. Why? Well, it's about to go away. So sad. We never missed you. We hated you.
So Mozilla came out with, it's going to start blocking all versions of Flash in its product.
Good.
The report says that security research of, in an effort to protect Firefox users from harm to the internet, Mozilla has added the current version of Adobe Flash Player and all of its previous versions to the browser's block list. The block list browser extensions, plugins, and other components that are blocked automatically by Firefox, either directly or in someone else's case of the plugins, by setting them to ask to activate. So there you go.
Now, is certain things not going to work if it can't be used on Firefox?
I don't know. I don't know what uses Flash anymore.
No, it always used to be video, like YouTube videos, but now
right. But everybody switched over to like five. HTML5. Right. So there's probably some places. I mean, if you're running things like NoScript, you'll probably not have any. You'll probably see the same stuff. But a couple weeks ago, I listened to Steve Gibson and Father Robert Ballister on Security Now, and they did this huge big talk about Google versus Firefox, and it makes me think that with everything that's going on, I may be moving over to Firefox from my Google. I use Google Chrome all the time. I have certain favorites, which I'm not too worried about those because those will transfer over, but there's just some plugins and stuff that I use all the time, and I'm going to have to start moving some of those things over or look at better ways to do it, but I think I may be just moving from Chrome to Firefox as my primary OS.
Your primary browser.
Browser, I apologize. Yes, my primary browser. It's definitely smaller. Chrome feels a little bloated. I don't know is that just my experience or is that everybody's
experience? No. It's very busy doing something.
Office. I mean, I've got
Office 10 is my favorite OS. But go ahead. I had to get that in there.
Do you have the internet? I clicked on the E. I have the internet. What is the AOL? AOL is my internet.
Yeah, mine too.
Or whatever.
So a left click or right click on that?
Actually, Net Zero is my internet.
I'm all about the Earthlink. So I don't know. It's just, and I'm running Linux, Ubuntu, with GNOME fallback. So it's fairly streamlined. Core i7, 16 gigs of RAM, and my Chrome feels sluggish. When I zip over to Firefox, things just happen much faster. The only thing that's keeping me is that I have one plugin that I use all the time on Chrome, and I have to readjust all my bookmarks, which that's me just, I need to just pull up my pants a little higher and just do it.
Hey, look, I mean, it's all seat of the pants. You know, you can tear it down, nuts and bolts, and say, well, this browser does this and this browser does that, but I mean, 99.9% of people who actually realize that there are different browsers. I mean, it's like they're going to try this, they're going to try that, and they'll say, well, this just seems faster. I mean, whether it is or not, it's just, and you know what? That's what you get, Chrome. The only reason you gained so much popularity so quickly was because you were small and you were fast, and people felt like, in the sea of the pants, you felt faster. And you know what? At the time, you were, because Explorer was a disaster, or Internet IE, it was a disaster, it was a wreck, and Firefox, it turned into a giant hog. And so here comes Chrome. What's wrong with you software companies? You all do this. All of you do this. You come in, you're small, you're fast, you zip around, blah, 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 blah. You get it done, people are happy, that's all they want. They want something small, simple, and you just grow and adding features, it just turned into a pig until the next thing comes, now the pen. Either the pendulum swings back or another company comes along and says, here, this is what you want. This is what, boom, small and fast. And it's turned to turn into a big fat hog.
Well, so that reminds me of it's a hook and it's all it is it's a bait and switch. So months ago, my son and I went to a sportsman show here in the Portland area, and it was cool. They had, camping and trailers and boats and, it was an outdoor sportsman show. We had archery. My son and I had a blast. Well, when you walk in, you can register on these kiosks to win, I don't know what they were giving away, something that I didn't win, okay? So until yesterday, I got a call from a place in Vancouver, Washington called Vacations International.
Oh, wow. I bet you won something.
Well, that was what they said. They said, you won. You won stuff. And I said, well, what did I win? And they said, you won a all-expenses-paid trip for two to either Las Vegas or to Southern California. And I thought, well, this is cool. My wife and I need to get away. This would be fun. We've been talking about maybe going to Los Angeles or LA because it's cheap from here, or Las Vegas. And so I talked to her and she says, well, so here's what you need to do. I'm like, okay. So you need to come into our Vancouver, Washington office. I'm like, great. So do you want me to drive 50 minutes to get to you?
Listen to a spiel for an hour.
Uh-huh. Come in and make sure you bring your credit card just for deposits. We don't need anything, you know, just make sure your credit cards are you know, not a debit card, a credit card. And at first I was like, oh good, we won something. This would be cool. And then it was, but always in the back of my head was too good to be true. Then as this conversation went on and on and on, I felt myself sinking in quicksand deeper and deeper and deeper. When she said, you know, just come to our office, you and your wife, your spouse, you know, whoever, your partner, whoever, needs to come with you. You need to bring a credit card, not a debit card. It has to be a credit card. Come into our office, fill out a survey, fill out some more information from you, and then we can send you on your way. And well, hey, if you do it like right now, if you just drop everything you're doing, I don't care if the kids are, you know, or whatever, you come right now. We're going to give you like $40 here. We're going to give you free tickets to Disneyland. We're going to do all this stuff. So I get done with the call and I said, well, I need to talk to my wife. She's camping. I'll have to talk to her when she gets back. She says, okay, well, I'll follow up with you on Sunday. Now this is like 7:30 last night. She calls, which right off the bat, I should have thought, if I want something, please call me during business hours. Like, yeah. Really? I Google them. Yeah, it's a timeshare. Mm-hmm. So I go up there. I'm supposed to listen to everything. Then they're going to maybe give me some stuff. And out of reading the comments of just Googling them, the people who love them the most were the same people. There was always the same feel from this, you know what I mean? From the same people always liking them. And everybody else was like, this sucks. you know?
But don't you think it's worth $10,000 to stay a week in Vegas somewhere or... So around the world, the United States for a week for $10,000?
No.
Yeah.
No. So they'll call me back and I'll be like, nah, I don't think we're interested. I had somebody call not too long ago and said, are you interested in saving money? I said, no. and I told them, I said, like that was how they started the conversation. And I knew right off the bat it was a sales pitch.
We were in Vegas, I guess, 10 years ago. As soon as we got off the plane, they got us, right? And it was, but we were going to get like three shows, whatever it was. And we did it. We saved for the spiel and we got the three tickets. But they get kind of pissed when you're not really interested in, you know, purchasing anything, you know. But my wife, she was ticked at me because, from here, it's the red eye. We flew in 5 hours and we're dead tired. But I said, well, we can see, so we got the three shows, whatever they were, but never again, though.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I would want to do it, is just basically for the free stuff. Give me the free stuff. I'm not going to buy anything. You know, so if you're going to, you know, if that's the thing, is that, yeah, you have to take the red eye so that they're going to send you on the worst plane that, you know, you have to push, you're going to get out and jump start it.
We were just going there, but they got us when we got on the plane. We didn't do anything. No.
But yeah, then you go in there and that's what the thing, they get really mad at you for not wanting to buy anything. So I have a feeling that I won't do anything. So the guy calls me up and says, do you want to save money? And I said, no. He goes, well, what do you mean no? I'm like, I know you're trying to sell me some stuff. I don't want to save any money. It's like, well, you could retire. I'm like, I'm good. I said, I don't want to save any money.
Oh, man, that's great.
And he got all mad at me because I didn't want to. I'm like,
oh, that's... No, I literally have excess. I need to... I'm just lighting cigars with it.
Exactly. Exactly. Sir, you don't understand. I have too much money. I'm tired of paying taxes on all this money. I'm giving it away.
That's so funny.
It's not worth it. Not worth it.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever I want, whatever it is, just ship it to me. Obviously, you have my information.
Goodbye. I can't get the people who are the fake Microsoft... people to ever call me when I'm home. They're always calling me and I'm on the freeway somewhere.
Really?
Oh, so they are calling you, but just not when you're available.
Oh, and so the last time the guy's talking to me and he's like, well, I see your computer's, you know, the whole thing. And I'm like, I'm not even home. He's like, well, then maybe there's another computer at home. I said, listen, do you want my credit card? I said, do you want my credit card right now? And so you can just take the money. Do we really have to go through all of this? And he hung up on me.
Yeah, oh. I had it here.
I'm like, oh, come on. Now I really wanted you to tell me yes. And then I was going to say, too bad. I'm not interested in saving money.
I had a guy cuss me out really, really bad. Because I kept on saying, So you're going to send me a brand new computer because my computer's infected. And he just finally said some nasty words and hung up.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to see anybody scam the scammers, Kerry Holzman, go on Kerry Holzman's channel. It's pretty long. I can't remember, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's with a scammer, and it's really, really, really good. Really interesting.
Quick tip. Well, it's like playing. Nobody else could hear that except my head. It was playing automatically, so. I was trying to find I'm on his channel, on his YouTube channel, but yeah, I was trying to find it. So it's in there somewhere. We had Brian Lunduke on at least once, maybe twice. And so he writes for Network World, and one of the articles he's doing a series right now called Kicking Google Out of My Life. And so far he's written 5 of them. And the first one is just talking about it, kicking Google out of my life, leaving Android, a surprise Android replacement emerges, and then goodbye Gmail, and then replacing Google Docs and Drive. This is an interesting article because he's actually going through, he's taking he's not just doing it to do it. He's actually, he's doing it because he wants to drop Google, but he's trying to figure out how to do this. How does this work? How can you take a separation from an Android device or, you know, Gmail, and how do you make this separation? So he does a really good thing of writing it up, the cost analysis of it, time. But he so check this out. He does a I have them all. I haven't read them yet. I mean, I've skimmed through them all, and I've actually listened to him. If you listen to Bad Voltage, the Bad Voltage podcast, he's been talking about it on there.
Okay.
But it sounds interesting. Like it's a good. I'm interested to see how it's going to go with email and.
Yeah, just finding alternatives. Every crack and crevice that Google's got into your life, just finding alternatives whether that's your gig or not, you know, just it's good to know they're out there. I'm interested to hear you say that. I hadn't really followed all that that closely to know that he was actually discussing it on that podcast. I'm amused that these articles keep my exposure to them is in my Google Plus feed.
Yeah,
that's a little ironic.
Well, and you know, he's been on the show a couple times. Yeah. My son and I have talked about it. Well, I think we all met him, the gentleman who everybody, Dor and Josh and Cody, we all, when we went up to Steve Sears, and we all went up to Bellingham for Linux Fest Northwest. He lives in the Seattle, Brian Lunduke lives in the Seattle area, so he always comes up. And so I'm thinking, I've talked with him about coming on again, and he's come back on. So I'd like to have him on. Maybe we can have him on.
Yeah, you're doing it, man. Just sounds like you're starting to scratch.
What?
Yeah, max headroom.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, well.
Have you seen the doctor? I mean, are you the one actually doing that? Or is this a tech issue?
I don't know.
Are you using a Lenovo laptop by any chance?
Yes, I'm using a Lenovo laptop. Hmm. But it's a ThinkPad series.
I think it's a USB problem. I don't know.
You know, you can fix that easy with a turntable. You just slap it, and it would stop doing that.
I'm not sure what's doing it.
You can't hear it, though, can you? No.
No. I can't hear myself. No.
No.
So, does it sound okay right now?
Yes.
All right. So we received an email from Brandon Martin. And it says, you probably received a lot of you probably already received this info, but just wanted to let you know about the latest version of Fabs. It will create a user account on the destination computer. This is great. This account is local only, but it'll let you to set it as an administrator account. Keep up the good work on the podcast. And then he sent a screenshot, and I forgot about that. When you import the user in, we talked about that last week. You can choose which profile to send the data to. There's also right next to it, there's a button that says new user or something like that. So it'll create a new user for you. And I completely forgot about it. It's sitting there right next to it.
Gotcha.
Let me pull up that. I have the email closed. But so yes. Yeah, so in Fabs, you can have it create a new user for you and then import all the data right in there. And you can also choose whether the user will be a standard user or an administrator right from the import screen.
I would say, can you switch mics real quick and put it back, see what happens? You know, switch. You know how you have that other mic. You know, switch it to that, and then switch it back to the good mic. That might help. I thought he's frozen for a minute.
No, I just was saying. So it should be coming through the...
It is.
All right, let me switch. Switch back there.
Testing 1, 2. Test.
Okay.
Just... Now Tim just left. I didn't do that.
No, you didn't. Maybe it is. Maybe it is an internet thing. It's not a... Maybe it's Google. Maybe we need to move off of Google. I don't know. Trying to tell us something. Wait,
that's weird. Tim left. All right. That's all I have for this week. Nothing. I didn't do a whole lot of repairs. I had little things here and there, but nothing.
It didn't help, by the way.
Yeah. So I switched my microphones and Tim left.
I had an issue.
So does Martin.
All right. Yeah. So Tim, do you have anything else? I really didn't have a whole lot this week.
Nothing. I felt, you know, the Adobe Flash thing was big with the Firefox. Of course, we got our Windows updates, got that in there. And there was nothing really that was really bearing down on me that I thought we had to bring. I do have one thing real quick I wanted to bring. It's kind of a final thought. There's really nothing to discuss here, but it's something to think about. This is the title of the article is "Former female tech worker turned exotic dancer says both are degrading in their own ways." Something to think about.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, there's nothing to say. It's just it's a thinker.
Yeah, what could you say about that, Max? I mean, Martin.
It's not really a discussion point. Just something to think about in the coming week.
I don't know what to say. All right. Well, let's go out on a good note then. Mitch, if you want to get a hold of us.
Yeah. No. Send us emails at geeksthroughthepodcast.com and send us your voicemails. Send us your voicemails. We haven't had one in a long time. 707-6-PODNUT. That's 707-676-3688. Now, operators are standing by.
Tim, if...
And if you're interested in saving money, check me out. I'm Tim Bauermeister on G+.
And we will not try to sell you any timeshare. Guaranteed. Martin might. I don't know.
I'm known for that. All right. I'm M.O. Bando in the Google+. I'm Bando Computing in the little IRC chat we have going on during the show. Guys, Martin at obandocomputing.com. Thanks for coming out and hanging out with us again, finishing episode 162. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to be gruntled. Bye, guys.